This is Shop Talk. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
From the Nieman Journalism Lab's website, there's a question asked, can we measure the effects of journalism? The idea that if democracy would be poorer without journalism, then journalism must have some sort of effect, right? So how do you measure that?
Good question.
I'll tell you what I always think of when you ask a question like that is, when we talk about democracy being better informed because of journalism, then I'm thinking mainly that, you know, one easy way, or at least I guess fairly obvious way to get at if that is really true or not, would be maybe to do like exit polls in an election or something, you know, and ask people how much that they got from the mass media about, you know, candidates and so on influenced their decision to vote the way they did this day and all this kind of stuff. That would be, I guess you'd have to ask the public some way or another, you know, if journalistic content changed their decision or informed their decision somehow to behave a certain way, you know, or to vote a certain way.
It's interesting you bring up elections. I remember a few years ago here, we were doing some election coverage, a school board race. I like to bring the candidates in and interview them. Mm-hmm. And this one candidate was sort of hemming and hawing about coming in and being interviewed. And eventually he said, you know, I've talked it over with my wife and I've decided it's best if I don't do that interview. And I remember thinking, boy, I hope you finish last.
Yeah.
He finished first.
Oh, dear. Well,
which makes me question the value of doing all these interviews. Is anyone paying attention to what we do? Or is really, especially in smaller towns like this, like we have here, is there greater value for these candidates just to go door to door and have that face-to-face time? And is there value to what we're doing with this election coverage, at least on the local level?
That's a good question. I think editors worry about that, and they don't want to lose their audiences. I just had this discussion in my public affairs reporting class about what news readers need versus news readers want.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, with elections, maybe this is just the wrong market, or maybe I don't know what happened with your candidate or why he found another way to be popular, but maybe because we are in a small town. But I think it's so important, especially when you're collectively trying to decide who you're going to hire to decide questions that have such a huge impact on your life, especially with your children's education. You have to perform that public service.
Yeah, I still think it's important to put those out there. I sometimes question how much people are really paying attention to them.
Well, my guess would be probably not a whole lot of attention is being paid to it, except by certain really interested parties. You know, parents who are interested in information about school board members, mm-hmm. and, you know, people who are really political, who are very interested in local elections and stuff like that. For your average person, whomever that might be, I would guess most of them kind of gloss over that stuff, and they say, oh, that's good news stuff, but, oh, I don't remember any of it, you know, half an hour from now, that kind of thing. So,
Lisa, you bring up that point that you talked about in your class, news that you need versus news that the audience really wants, and I think that's a battle that's gone on during the course of my journalism career. And I think when I started out, there was a greater emphasis on providing people with the news that you think they need. And I think there's been a shift away from that towards what they think people want, which is celebrity gossip and mm-hmm. and more sports and. If you're talking in terms of talk shows rather than having a civil discussion, I think we're seeing a larger and larger audience for sort of a confrontational talk shows.
Exactly. I think the news that people want is also news that's easier to produce. It's superficial.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't lose your audience. There's not the risk of losing your audience. I'm using a book that addresses this very question. I do think that the way we present the news is part of the problem. And this book is called Making Important News Interesting. How do you get people interested in news that is so important. And unfortunately, too much of the time, the stories tend to focus on conflict or like in elections, it focuses on who's winning instead of who's the best candidate, who's the best person to represent you, and how can you make this kind of news more interesting to readers? And the answer basically is to focus on the impact on their lives and write about people instead of the conflict all the time.
I've always felt that you could do a story on just about anything. Of course, the trick is to also make that interesting. And like you say, if you can prove how it impacts someone's life, I think they'll be a lot more interested. Even, you know, economic stories are always difficult to tell. Financial stories are difficult to tell. But if you can boil it down to how it impacts you on an individual level, then you might hold on to that audience.
Yeah, make it concrete. Like your swimming pool might close, or this park might close, or this school might lose three teachers.
That's interesting, Lisa, that you are doing that in your public affairs class. I have worked with that kind of a question in radio production as well. You know, how do you make economic news, especially, which is just a lot of figures and things of that nature? You know, how do you package that in such a way that people would be drawn to listening to it as opposed to just tuning it out or literally or otherwise, you know? And that's a tough question, but I agree with Rich also. You know, there's a way to do almost any kind of a topic, but it's a matter of packaging it for your, you know, in my case, listeners. So
yeah, and when you talk about packaging, of course, the way you promote that story ahead of time so that people will tune in and check it out. Hey, with that, we're out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.